guys, welcome to episode 147 of A Wrestling Gal Podcast, providing you with the female perspective on all things wrestling. Join me, your host and wrestling enthusiast, Ella J, as today I am joined by the brunette Barbie, Paris Van Dale. Now let's chat. Hello, everybody. Today I am joined by the brunette Barbie, Paris Van Dale. So, how are you doing today, Paris?
I'm doing good. Thank you for having me on.
Of course. I'm super excited. An opening statement, I guess. Last week, I was talking with Becca, who ended up recommending you to me to be on the show, but we had already scheduled something. So I thought that was super, super fun that she talked highly of you. So I'm super excited for this today.
I'm super excited too. Becca's incredible.
I know. Well, firstly, I wanted to talk about our mutual love of reality television, which I know is one of your favorite pastimes. So can you tell me more about what are you currently catching up on?
I currently just rewatched Jersey Shore. Mm-hmm. I think Jersey Shore is fantastic. Kardashians, and I'm actually watching a lot of like competition reality shows. I just finished watching this season's The Challenge on MTV.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah, so I love a lot of the competition shows too, like Big Brother, Survivor, and then like The Circle and that stuff. I haven't gotten into The Challenge, but there are a lot of like Big Brother and Survivor players on The Challenge. So how would you, for me, somebody who's never seen The Challenge, how would you like rate this past season?
I think this season was probably one of the best. It was really, really intense. Mm-hmm. It's a lot different than Big Brother. It's a lot of more, like physical competitions, but, I think if you like Big Brother, you would like The Challenge.
Yeah, I think so. I don't know why I haven't gotten into it, but I always see it all over my timeline. So I'm going to have to check it out. I'm going to take your word for it. Now, you talk about Jersey Shore, though. So, like, I grew up, like, Jersey Shore was, like, my middle school days. And so, do you prefer the old Jersey Shore, or are you kind of a bigger fan of the Jersey Shore reunion?
I definitely prefer the old Jersey Shore. Same. I watched both, mm-hmm. but I just feel like the drama is a lot more intense and entertaining on the old season of Jersey Shore. I just don't think you can beat that old season's.
For sure. Now, was there, I know you said that you love Mike the Situation for the drama and all of that, but was there any character like specifically on Jersey Shore you felt like you resonated with the most?
I really, really like Snooki. I think she just mm-hmm. was there to have a great time. She didn't take things too seriously. So I'd probably have to say Snooki was my favorite.
And how cool is that Snooki has kind of crossed over into wrestling at a few points in life? Like, how crazy is that to see some of your favorite, like, celebrities and reality show people come over into wrestling?
It's crazy. I remember watching that WrestleMania mm-hmm. and just being like, what is happening? This is insane. But it was so entertaining. So,
yeah,
I think that's the best. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she did a lot of, like cartwheels. And, like, it was a super cool moment, for sure.
Yeah, incredible.
Now, if you could insert yourself as a cast member on any other reality show, past or present, which would it be?
God, that's a really good question. I'd probably have to say The Simple Life. I think The Simple Life with Paris Hilton and Nicole Richie was so funny and just so ridiculous. So yeah, I'd probably have to say that one.
Now, would you say that is kind of a little inspiration behind your in-ring name?
Definitely. I think Paris Hilton is just so iconic. And I think she was peak, like, early 2000s, like, style, fashion, pop culture. She's incredible.
Now, I also know you highly enjoy Total Divas, which you're a big fan of the whole Summer Rae Natty moment on her front porch. So was there any story or plot line throughout the whole series that you found yourself captivated by? Not just that one moment, but was there one like continuous plot line that you found yourself really gravitating towards?
I think that Nikki Bella, like, just whole like So there was at one point in the season where Bree just kept telling Nikki to like not be with John.
Yeah.
And I just think it was so wild when her like whole family sat down with John Cena and was just like, yeah, like you guys need to break up. That was insane.
Yeah.
Then when like they finally, when Nikki finally found out, like Bree and the whole family were just like, I don't know why you're mad at us. It's just like, well, you just had my boyfriend break up with me. Like, of course I'm going to be mad.
Yeah, I remember that moment. They took him out to, I think, breakfast or lunch, something like that, and then just, like, sat him down. And then Bree never told Nikki until, like, they finally came forward, and that was just a whole mess. But it makes for good television, you know?
Yeah, I think it was breakfast, because yeah. I remember at one point while they were fighting, Nikki kept just being like, you took my boyfriend out to a lunch, and Bree was just like, actually, it was breakfast. Incredible.
The little jab back, the technicalities. That's so funny though. But no, Total Divas has become like so mainstream, and it makes me happy though that a lot of people have found wrestling because of Total Divas. I know a lot of people look down on the Divas era, but really, like, a lot of the people today wouldn't have necessarily found wrestling had it not been for Total Divas.
Yeah, I definitely think the Divas era gets a bad rap, mm-hmm. but I think people don't take in consideration that a lot of those girls, they weren't coming from, like, wrestling fan backgrounds. Mm-hmm. They were just, like, brought in and then told, hey, pull hair, catfight. It's like, they didn't know what they were getting into. So, like, obviously, they're going to do what they're being told.
Oh, for so sure.
It's just, yeah, I love the Divas. I think the Divas are incredible, and I think they paved the way for a lot of what we see now.
For sure. And you know, who in that regard then, who or what stands out to you from that Divas era period of time in pro wrestling?
I was a big fan of Melina. Mm-hmm. I thought Melina was great. She's super, super athletic, mm-hmm. and just doing a lot of like kind of cool things that you wouldn't see. Mickie James, and I'm a big Lay Cool fan. I think they were just so crazy, so entertaining. Oh, and Maurice as well. So I think those are probably the couple people that stood out to me.
Yeah, there was a lot of good characters at that time and a lot of good in-ring work, like when they were able to show it, you know. But they like you said, they paved the way and they took those moments, whether it be 2 minutes, 30 seconds, whatever, sometimes even less. They took that and did with that what they could and showed up and showed out with the time they were given, for sure.
Definitely.
Now, for those who maybe aren't as familiar with your work, but they really should be, can you kind of describe your persona as the brunette Barbie?
I would say the brunette Barbie is very obnoxious. She's very spoiled. Self-entitled, arrogant. Just, I think, a lot have a lot of qualities mm-hmm. that people necessarily don't like.
I mean, it works. It works for you, though. You're doing amazing things in the ring, and it's so fun to see your character and your attitude come to life in the ring. Not only like your amazing in ring work, but to actually have like a solid character and bring that attitude, it adds a whole nother element that really captivates an audience. Paris,
thank you.
Now, I also have to say, though, I'm absolutely in love with your ring gear because it's kind of super diva-esque with the sparkles and your fur coats, which are amazing. So does that style actually translate over into your real life sense of style?
Yes. I think my style, it depends on the day. Like, you know, some days I like to be comfortable. Some days I'll be really girly. I kind of go through like different phases of like what I like to wear. Right now I'm very big into like the early like 2000s mm-hmm. fashion that I think is making a comeback right now. I think it's very like trendy.
What specifically then with early 2000s fashion? Because there was a lot that was happening in the early 2000s.
I love like the matching, like the velvet tracksuits, mm-hmm. Like the butterfly clips. Like the bright, like just like the bright colors. I think prints are really fun.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I can see that too. It's evolved so much, but I do like exploring and going back to other eras and kind of like it's a form of expressing yourself.
Yeah. I think fashion is just so fun and it's, like you said, a way to like express yourself. I think fashion can be whatever anybody wants to do.
Now, do you have any like specific fashion or style inspirations in that regard? Is there anybody who stands out to you? It could be, doesn't even need to be the fashion industry. It could be like another celebrity that stands out to you in terms of fashion.
I really like the Hadid sisters, their style, Gigi and Bella. I think Emma Chamberlain, who's a YouTuber, I think she has really good style. So yeah, I think those are probably like the three, like top three people that I really think have great sense of fashion.
Yeah, Emma is really unique, and she's not afraid to be more like lax and not over the top and that stuff. She definitely is sticking to her guns, and I really admire that about her.
Yeah, and it's like she finds ways to make it be like look comfortable, also like be really different and cool, like with her patterns and her prints and like mixing colors. She's super fun.
Speaking of YouTube, then, so YouTube's been a thing that like I grew up with. Is that something that you grew up on too, like throughout the YouTube?
Not really. I kind of was more into we talked about earlier, like reality shows. I watched like obviously wrestling, and those are probably like the two biggest things for like wrestling, reality shows, and then obviously like I grew up on like Hannah Montana and like those types of like Disney shows.
I miss the old Disney shows. I will tell you, it's like a different era now. So would you say Hannah Montana is like your top tier for you, or what else from that era, like mid to late 2000s to early 2010s, what would you say is your top three Disney shows?
Hannah Montana, Wizards of Waverly Place, and tie between That's a Raven or The Sweet Life of Zack and Cody.
Ooh. Okay, all good top tier shows, all amazing. And I'm so glad now that we have stuff like Disney Plus. And I'm like so grateful. I've watched Hannah Montana all back. I've watched Sweet Life all back. Even I'm on deck now. So
it was a different time. Like I feel like all of like the shows right now, like that I see like commercials for, it's just what is this?
Yeah.
Like, is this really like what's popular now?
Maybe it's because, too, so I'm only, like, 3 years older than you. I'm a 97 baby. So maybe it's just because we were, like, older now and we're not their maybe target demographic anymore. But even still, like, when I was a late teen, like, even after, like, 2015, 2016, even then I was like, what are they doing? So I don't know. Is it because we're getting older? Or maybe I just don't know. The quality is just gone downhill, I think. I don't know.
I don't know. Maybe it's just because we're older, but I'm just like, but like even then, like the Hannah Montana, like True. Sweet Life, it still holds up.
Yeah.
Like, I still watch it sometimes today. So it's like, I don't know.
I don't know then. Well, they need to get their shit together because really am sad that there's nothing on like Disney, even Nickelodeon, that I am watching. I am watching only the old stuff from those two channels.
Yeah. Old Nickelodeon was like great too. Like Zoe 101, incredible.
Teen Nick was my lifeline and still is. No, I guess in that regards, then there's obviously been like a lot of reboots of like the like now we have That's So Raven is getting a reboot. iCarly is getting, well, actually That's So Raven already, the reboot came out. That iCarly is getting a reboot. There's been talks about a Zoe 101 reboot. So are you excited for these? What do you think is going to go down with these?
I'm excited, but like almost kind of scared at the same time, because it's like, why try? Like, they were so good, and I'm like afraid that it's gonna like almost ruin like the old, like how it was. Like, don't try to fix something that already worked. I'm excited though. We'll see how those shows turn out.
We'll see, because there's been shows like we saw Full House and Fuller House, and then Boy Meets World with Girl Meets World, and Girl Meets World definitely didn't live up to Boy Meets World. And then I liked Fuller House, but for me, like, it wasn't the same, you know? Like, I enjoyed it, but maybe it's because we watched the originals growing up and are more skewed to those. I don't know, but I'm interested definitely to see what they do here.
Yeah, definitely.
Now, switching gears here a little bit, you are obviously part of a tag team called Higher Society with Armani Chaos. So before we dive a little bit deeper into that, can you tell us where the name Higher Society originated from? Like, whose idea was it and why?
So, Armani and I were kind of, while we were training, just joking around, being like, oh, when we actually can, be on shows and get booked, like we should be a tag team. And it was just kind of like a thing that we were like, oh yeah, like ha ha ha, because like he's truly like one of my best friends. But then as time came closer, we were like, you know what? Like, let's actually become a tag team. Like, it's there's so few intergender tags around, so it'll set us apart. And he was the one that kind of was just like, what do you think about like higher society? And I was just like, I like that. He never told me how he came up with it, but it was just kind of the thing that I was like, oh, that's cool. And that's how we came to be.
Yeah, I think it really fits with your whole Paris Van Dale name, especially like thinking about Paris Hilton, and she's like this upper class, like glam influence. And so I think it definitely works with you. I think it perfectly works out for you.
Yeah, I definitely think it fits us.
Now, I also see you guys say a lot that higher society is a better society. So can you tell the people why a higher society is indeed a better society for them?
I think, we're incredible. I think we're both so entertaining. We have great fashion sense. We're all around incredible. So I think, we're the hires. Everybody who's not a part of higher society is a lower, which makes higher society a better society.
Superior team. So you're either for it or against it, right?
Yes, 100%.
No, I've also seen you and Armani do a really cool, like, Bella Twins entrance tribute and even a Funkadactyls teaser with the splits. So, do you guys have any other tributes that you'd like to see play out or even try in the ring sometime?
So actually we also have another kind of like influence by the Iconics. So do you know our little handshake that we kind of do at the beginning? So the first ha the kind of like the hip bump and the other hip bump into the turn, that was actually we saw the Iconics post that on their Instagram, and we're like, that's actually kind of fun. We should kind of add to that and make it our handshake as well.
Ooh, I like that a lot too. See, I like that you're playing off of a lot of other influences, like divas, or I guess the Iconics weren't technically divas, but you know what I mean, like the female talent who are really relevant and prominent and have a lot of cool stuff going on. So I like that you guys take bits and pieces of that, but then make it your own and then turn it into something really, really fun and creative.
We are definitely inspired by a lot of women's wrestlers. That's like a lot of what we watch in our free time.
Yeah, so in your regard then, who do you think is a few, maybe like three women's wrestlers? They could be mainstream or independent that you just enjoy yourself watching right now.
Sasha Banks is a big one. Trish Stratus, and we're gonna do a two for one special. Lay Cool. Those are probably my top three that I love watching.
Definitely a lot of diversity, and Sasha Banks has come so far in her career, and Trish Stratus will always go down as one of the best, if not the best, in WWE history. And Lay Cool again, like that team dynamic that you and I can definitely see you and Armani like working off of. You work so well together, and you guys bring a lot of entertainment and a lot of good attitude, especially.
I think that's like the most fun part of wrestling is the character stuff. The in-ring stuff is it's amazing, but I think characters are almost if not like equally as important as in-ring ability.
Oh, no, for sure. I can definitely see you getting into your groove and getting more comfortable in the ring as you're still kind of new and like the pandemic happened, so a lot of that was hindered a little bit. But I can definitely see you coming into your own and having a lot of fun and enjoying yourself in the ring, even though it's more of like a more like higher society character, I guess you would say. So I can definitely see you having a lot of fun though.
Yeah, it's the pandemic. It was so hard because like I not hard. Like I think a lot of great things came out of the pandemic with all of, the different tapings like The Road and Chaotic Reloaded. But I just like I had my first match March of last year, and then like 2 days after the whole world shut down, so I was like, oh, all right.
Yeah, everything got put on pause, but it gave you some time, perhaps maybe to think creatively and push yourself out of your comfort zone, and now to prepare to come back as like the higher society now and do your thing.
I'm so excited for when shows start up in full capacity. I think it's going to be really fun to see everyone thrive.
Yeah, and especially with that crowd interaction back, I'm really excited for not only just the New England scene, but more of the independent shows getting more of a crowd reaction back.
Yeah, I think, tapings have been so much fun just to, get the opportunity to wrestle and continue to grow and learn. But I think nothing beats that fan interaction.
Oh, for sure. Now, in regards, though, back to your tag team dynamic, if you could have any celebrity be the High Society's manager for a night, who do you think you would like to choose and why? Who do you think would fit in well with you guys?
I think this is going to probably be an obvious choice, but I'd have to go with Paris Hilton. Yeah. I think, she fits. Both Armani and I are huge Paris Hilton fans. Like we said before, she's just she's an icon. So I think Paris 100%.
Now, similarly, if you could have any live entrance performance from any music artist or band, who do you envision and why for you and High Society?
I'd have to say Britney Spears. Ooh, I think she's just, again, such a 2000s icon, and she's still an icon. Her music is incredible. She produces a lot of the pop. She's just an all-around great entertainer, so that's why I would have to say Britney Spears.
Yeah, especially taking into your style with we've seen Britney in some fur jackets and a lot of sparkles, so I think she would fit in really well. Now, do you know what song that you'd like to have her perform for you?
So for a little bit, my entrance song was actually Pretty Girls by Britney.
Oh, and Iggy. Oh my God, I love that.
So I'd probably have to go with that one.
Oh, I love that so much. All around the world, pretty. That's a good song. That's a good song. It goes along with your whole vibe, too.
I love Britney. She's a vibe. She's incredible.
Now, in terms of tag team wrestling beyond the scope of the New England scene, are there any other tag teams in the world right now that you would like to see yourself competing against?
So I know you said outside of New England, but I think Armani and I's are dream tag team match that we've tried, that we've big goal that we've wanted to have for a while has been MSP. Mm-hmm. MSP and the C-Stars. We actually were fortunate enough to wrestle the C-Stars on season 2 of The Road. Yeah. And now it's just to get MSP crossed off the list of people that we'd want to wrestle.
I'm sure it'll happen at some point. Again, granted, things getting back to semi-normal, I think it'll definitely happen for you guys, though. And I look forward to it.
Definitely. I think MSP are one of, if not the best tag team in not only New England, but just in the US. They're so incredible.
I agree. But don't count yourselves out either. I think you and Armani have so much potential and so much the it factor. You guys bring so much flavor and attitude and spunk and so much entertainment that I think you guys can really soar.
Thank you. I appreciate that. That means a lot.
Now, lastly, we are all about hashtag girl power here on A Wrestling Gal. So who are some females in your personal or professional life that inspire or empower you the most?
So definitely, as far as wrestlers, I love, watching Davian and Ava. Mm-hmm. They're just two incredible people and just incredible wrestlers. So they always inspire me to, push myself and get better. They're two people who've helped me out a lot early on in my wrestling career, and they still continue to help me out. So I think they're definitely two of my biggest inspirations. And it's so amazing to not only be able to, call them two people that, inspire me, but they're my friends as well. So
yeah,
I love both of them.
It's so crazy because I've spoken with both of them, and they haven't even been in the industry too much longer than people like you, Kathleen, and even Becca, but they're now in a position where in New England, they're kind of the veterans in the situation. So I think it's really cool that they're now in a position where they can kind of inspire and help the newer talent out, like you said, you and like the Scrunchie Squad and all of you amazing girls. So I think that the New England scene is fast, like rapidly rising, and I think you guys are going to take over the world, not only the U.S. but the world, to be honest with you.
Thank you.
And now, before I let you go, Paris, can you please tell the listeners where they can find you on all your social medias?
So you can find me on Instagram and Facebook just at The Paris Vandale. And then make sure to go like my Facebook page, which is just Paris Vandale.
Well, thank you so much for joining me today, Paris. It's been a huge pleasure.
Thank you. I've had a great time.